show. This is the Morning After show. You're listening to 101.9 FM from Vancouver. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and don't go away because we're having a very special guest today. We have a live music today, so don't go anywhere. So welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And we have a special guest today. We have Two Apple Tobacco here on the studio. They're going to be playing live. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, good.
How's it going?
So we have Dan Dirksen and Jessica Harvey from Two Apple Tobacco. That you guys play at the Shindig, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you win?
No.
No?
No. Very surprisingly.
Well, we'll talk about the Shindig a little bit later. And we also have Elsa Gomez here with us.
Hey,
Elsa.
How are you?
She's going to be talking a little bit about law.
Yes.
Law for
anybody, especially for newcomers here in Canada.
For new immigrants.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a special, very, very special show. So, yeah, these guys are going to be playing couple of songs. Yeah. Do you want to play a... You want to start now playing
sure.
a song?
Yeah? Sure, we'll start.
You ready?
Songs.
Yeah. So this is Two Apple Tobacco. Where's the name came from? How do you?
The name came out? Is the most tasty brand of Narguilé tobacco.
Shisha.
Of what?
Of Narguilé tobacco, as in
flavored
shisha tobacco.
Tobacco
you would smoke in a hookah, and two apples is
it's
sort
really
of by
good.
Far the best flavor, and that's where the name comes from.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to a song. What are we going to listen?
Okay. The first song is called Crude Advice. It has to do with sort of the perils of modern society a little. And the second song, rather, is more specific experience. The song is called Fireworks. Sometimes it helps not to stress about things, because in reality there are no things, only evolutionary tendencies.
Just relative frequencies, the integrating pattern integrities, a lag inherent to conceptuality, a consequence we often call reality. And yet, each breath can't help but propel me toward new and newly stressful thoughts. Who knew that this awareness meant something? It seems it's all we've got. on my blanket. 10 minutes to showtime, and I'm just supposed to ignore it. I'd kick you in the face if I wasn't afraid that it would start a riot. 'Cause it's a free country, right? You can do what you want as long as you stand by it. My cool. I see you've tossed this shit before. Your garbage 20 years in the making. And if it were up to me, you'd be the garbage my garbage men were taking. Ignore a little more, so you can keep on behaving the way you're behaving, so we can justify your death because of the happiness it'd be saving. To me is augmenting my misery. Faced with your smile and all of your friendly questions, attempted deflations. This acidic relationship is ruining my trip and all of my prior conversations. Is this my equal opportunity to do a service to society through obliteration? Just my patience worn thin, that you can still grin while being this kind of person. I'm such a fool for keeping my cool. But such is the world that I'll just write it down in this tune. How you ruined my evening. I don't care if you're an equal being, 'cause all you are to me is augmenting my misery. Isn't there somewhere you should be? Like far the fuck away from me. Maybe at the bottom of the sea.
Very good. So that was two songs in one?
Yeah,
it was two songs in one.
It was a little medley.
Yeah, that's cool. So what were the names of the song again?
The first song we played was called Crude Advice.
Crude Advice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It Basically, it just expresses some concern for our need to change some specific societal behavioral patterns as soon as possible. That being the piece of crude advice. The second song is called Fireworks. It's about an experience I had at the fireworks.
Uh-huh. Which is kind of a common experience, too.
Which I think is kind of a common experience, yeah.
Comic experience?
Comic and common, yeah.
Yeah, all common. What happened to you?
Well, I've seen a few fireworks shows from the downtown perspective, and it's kind of one of those elements of society where everything's great until you actually put it into process, and you're watching the beautiful fireworks while you have, you know, these drunken people fighting and punching each other in silhouette in front of you. then you also have people who will just arrive right beforehand and kind of sit on your stuff to get a seat, and you know, everyone wants to see the show, so it's just one of those complicated
issues.
Yeah.
Cool. So we started the show with Manta Ray. We just listened to Two Apple Tobacco playing on the live here. So, but we started the show with Manta Ray with the song Here Comes Darkness from the album Heptagono. This is a Spanish band, pretty cool band. And we continue with Kinky from Mexico with the song León. And we also listened to Dove Trio, New Heavy, with Cool Out and Coexists. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. We're going to leave you with a couple of songs, and we'll be back to talk about law, right?
SUPERNOVA. They transmit rock on radio waves. We had a track them kicking and screaming through space to Mars. Radio controlled their spaceship to our star. Yeah. Put some wheels on a rusty tin. Give the thing a big engine. Tape up the steering wheel, watch it go. Radio control. Radio control. Radio control. Radio control. Whoa, 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 whoa. Right. Busting through invisible membranes of sight and sound. Watch this rock show hit the ground. Mission control is told it's time to do it again. So open up the clutch and let it spin. Yeah. I push my car around the neighborhood. Got a money making motor moving mighty good. I can't try to buy what's just been sold. Radio control. Radio control. Radio control, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Radio, radio.
crearía una paradoja, que crearía una reacción en cadena, que podría reformar la continuidad de tiempo y espacio y destruir así todo nuestro universo.
Woo!
those were the Ultrasonicas with the song Quiero Ser Tu Perra, which is a cover from the Stooges, I Wanna Be Your Dog, because we're going to talk a little bit about, family violence, no? We're going to talk a little bit about things like that. We also listen from Mexico, TV Austin, with the song Roy Rogers. We also listen to The New Pornographers with The Body Says No, and Chris and Tad with Radio Control. So, yeah, we're here with Elsa Gomez, and don't forget that we have a live band here playing today, To Apple Tobacco. So, Elsa, what do you do?
Hi. How are you, Osvaldo? How is everybody out there? I work for Law Court Education Society of BC, and I'm a court worker in Vancouver Provincial Court for the Latin American and Francophone community. So I help everybody who ends up in court.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of guide them through the legal system, and I do referrals. I help them fill out forms. Legal aid, you know, anything that they need.
Okay, yes. So if they get lost in the maze of the court system, they can come and talk to you?
Exactly,
or,
yes. Every day I pretty much know who's going to be there. And, just by last names, mm-hmm. So it's a guess, mm-hmm. but I do. And, I'll explain my main reason to be there is to explain the legal system itself. Mm-hmm. I don't give advice because I'm not a lawyer, but I do explain the legal system and help them through, as you say, through the maze.
Through the labyrinth.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And translations, interpretations, things like that too, or?
Well, yeah, I can translate documents. I can even translate outside the courtroom, because inside the courtroom, the law requires a certified interpreter. So unless the judge, you know, there's no interpreter around, and the judge would allow me to do so. Yes.
Okay.
Because language is one of our main barriers, you know. Immigrants, we have that main barrier. Yeah, of course. Not only in courts, but I would say every life, in everything we do in our lives, we do it through non-verbal language, but through verbal language. And for anybody who doesn't speak English, it's a very difficult way of getting out there.
And I'm also looking here at a book, Learning About the Law.
Yes.
So that one is in different languages? It's translated to different languages?
Yes. Law Court Education Society has published several books and pamphlets about the law in different languages. Yes, we have them in, of course, Spanish, French. I do also have a companion, a co-worker, and he helps the Vietnamese and Chinese community. But you know, you can have it in Punjabi and many other languages too.
Cool.
Yes.
So any number that people can call you, or?
Yes, my number is 604-660-6090. And as I said, I'm at the Vancouver Provincial Court every day from 8:30 till 12:30 noon. Yes.
Okay. And what kind of cases do you get, or what kind of people they go like?
Well, you know what I've learned, Osvaldo? We're humans. So, you know, there's no nationality, no age, no social or economical condition. You can find people from all over the world in the pretty much the same situations, you know, the same crimes or criminal problems. So we see from assault, theft under, fraud, breach, spousal assault, I mean, mischief. Yeah. Misrepresentation, just name it.
Yeah. And is there a lot of people that go there because they don't know the law they get in trouble,
like
for example, peeing in an alley, you know, or something.
Exactly. You know, at least in my community, I found out that lots of the Latin Americans that I've been helping, it's not because they're criminal, it's criminals itself. They didn't want to commit a crime in the first place. They didn't know that what they were doing. It's considered a crime here because our cultures are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even sometimes it can be the opposite. opposite. For example, prostitution, in my country, I'm from Mexico, who's committing an illegal act is a prostitute itself, right? Mm-hmm. Here, prostitution is legal, according to what I know, but soliciting prostitution
is illegal.
Exactly.
So the John is the one that goes to jail.
Exactly. Yeah. So you see, this is just the opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool. Any other examples?
I've got many. For example, I have the other day I had a European youngster that ended up in court because of kicking a door. You know, that apparently they had this fight with a neighbor, so a bunch of friends kicked the neighbor's door, and everybody ran when the neighbor phoned the police, except this European student who had come for the summer. Mm-hmm. He didn't know about the law. He didn't know that that was mischief. And
kicking a door?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the neighbor pressed charges, and he ended up in court. And even though he went back to his country, he has to come back for the trial if he wants to, you know, to set everything okay and be able to return to Canada and avoid any further problems in Canada. Right?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, you want to give your number again, and where can people reach you in
of
case?
Of course, it's 604-660-6090.
Okay, so that's Elsa Gomez from. So you work at the law of courts, at the court on Main, eh?
Yeah, right? Main, 222 Main Street, yes.
Cool.
Which is a criminal court.
Mm-hmm. Criminal court.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. So we're going to put a couple of songs here, maybe give away a couple of tickets. And also we're going to listen to two Apple Tobacco that are here playing live on CITR.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
Mm. And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CIPR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Welcome back, everybody. My guest tonight is the liberal host of Democracy Now! It's on right before Anarchy Later. Please welcome Amy Goodman.
Saturday, October 28th at 8 p.m., CITR, CJSF, and Co-op Radio present an exclusive talk with award-winning journalist and host of Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman, at the Alice McKay Room in the Vancouver Central Public Library. Tickets can be purchased at Banyan Books, Spartacus Books, Co-op Books, Sophia Books, CITR Radio, Co-op Radio, and CJSF. Amy Goodman, Saturday, October 8th at 8 p.m., brought to you by CITR, CJSF, and Co-op Radio.
It's called Unembedded Independent International News. That's what we do.
We're back here on 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Morning After show. So, yeah, pretty interesting. We were listening to Amy Goodman is coming to town, presented by the best stations in Vancouver, CITR, CJSF, and Cobb Radio. That's going to be on Saturday, October 28th at 8 p.m. at Alice McKay Room on the Vancouver Central Public Library. Saturday, October 28th. Tickets are just $10 in advance, and you can purchase at Banyan Books and Sound, Spartacus Books, Co-op Books, Sophia Books, and here at CITR. So yeah, it's pretty cool chat that she's going to be doing. She works in the Democracy Now!, which is a very nice radio station that airs in 500 radio stations in North America. It's also available through cable television stations, satellite television, shortwave radio, and the internet. So for more information, you can also check www.democracynow.org. It's pretty cool. And yeah, so concerts, you guys are going to be playing anytime soon? Any gigs? Or?
Our next gig is actually for the opening of an art exhibit. It'll be at the art gallery that's down on Hastings Street, and I can't even remember the cross street, but we're supposed to be playing there. That's December the 8th, so that's a fun venue to play in.
We'll have more information on our MySpace page, too, which is MySpace/2AppleTobacco.
Yeah, MySpace.com/2AppleTobacco. You can listen to more of our music on there and also find out about upcoming gigs and stuff.
Cool. So any CDs? Do you have any CDs, demos?
We have a demo that we've made, a sort of a basement demo, but we don't have any actual CDs out yet. That's another major project, basically, right now, is to record an actual album.
Yeah. So you guys are pretty new, eh? How long has the band been going on?
Well, I mean, Dan and Jordan, who is our bassist, have been playing together as 2AppleTobacco for how many years?
Probably 4 or 5 years now. We've generally played with lots of different musicians, and for a while the group was kind of based around playing with different musicians and just evolving stuff out of that. So we've now basically got a solidified group together, and that is pretty new. That's just within this year. That's myself on guitar and Jess singing, Jordan Kling, our bassist, and our drummer Chris Deal Schneider, and they're fantastic musicians who I'm glad to have on board. I think they raise the caliber of our group. So.
The bass player is pretty good, eh?
I remember. They're all really good. Yeah. We just really started playing with Chris pretty recently. So, and Dan and I just got out of theater school together. We were both at UBC doing that. So we'll have a little bit more time now that the program's done.
Yeah, we've done also a bunch of writing music and contributing music to theater shows, something that we like to do. So a lot of our style of music, too, I think, comes out of a sense of the theatricality, maybe, and a sense of character and trying to write through those voices to explore things.
Cool. That's the original, huh?
Yeah, they're all originals. The first two Dan wrote, and this next one is one that I wrote. And Dan wrote part of the music for it, too. And then after that, there's one that the whole band sort of collaborated on.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're both potentially, I don't know, they could potentially be involved in an upcoming.
Yeah, we're in the process of writing a original musical, which is it's been mostly written, and it's we don't have a space to put it on yet, but that will all be coming soon. And both of these next songs will play in the show, have their place in that the story of that musical.
Musical in like a non-traditional sense, kind of.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is Firework, no? Are we listening in the back?
Yeah, that's a version of Fireworks.
Cool.
Some more musicians on.
Yeah, so any concerts? So you're going to play in December, right?
December 8th, yeah.
December 8th at a gallery in downtown Eastside, no?
Yet to be named.
Is it Gachet Gallery, maybe, or...?
Possibly.
Which other galleries are downtown Eastside, no?
A good question, and you can find out on our MySpace page.
MySpace.com/2appletobacco. And also the Vancouver Festival, Heart of the City Festival, is happening on downtown Eastside. That's the third year that it's going on. So check out the events: Carnegie Community Center, Vancouver Moving Theater, the United Ukrainian Canadians, and a lot of organizations from downtown Eastside, like Watari, Dera. They're all putting together this cool festival. It's going to start from Monday, October... Well, since October 16, there's some pre-festival events. So you should check the website. It's www.heartofthecityfestival.com, or give them a call at 604-254-6911. Yeah, there you go. And other concerts that are going to be happening around town... On the 21st, Lady Hawk is going to be playing with Catfish Haven and My Gay Husband. That's going to be happening at the Columbia. Also that on the 21st, the Vancouver with Fun 100 and Nines Chirka, they're going to be playing at the Media Club. And also on the 21st, the New Pornographers are going to be playing at the Plaza Club. And it's also the release party of Better Cracker at Pub 340. So there's a lot of things to do on Saturday. Seems like a good day to be bar hopping, eh? On the 22nd, the New Pornographers are going to be playing again with Young and Sexy and Bella at the Plaza Club. And on Monday, Ziggy Marley is coming to the Commodore. Looks pretty good. What else we have here? Mongoose, the Mambills, the Smears, and Hot Little Rocket on the 27th. That's Friday, 27th at the Lamplighter. Sounds like a pretty energetic gig there. And also the Halloween Hallower with Los Furious, the Scaromatics, the Panic, and Orchid Highway at the Railway Club. That's on the 28th. So there you go. There's cool. Really cool concerts.
That's our drummer, Jordan. Chris.
Chris.
Yeah.
What is he? Oops, that's my phone, eh? That spaceship kind of sound.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice ambient.
So, who's playing? You said?
Our drummer, Chris, is in the Panic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go see the Panic.
Yeah. That's on the 28th at the Railway Club. Cool. So, what else? The Shindig. Every Tuesday. How was your experience at the Shindig? Did you like it?
It was fun, yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. We were up against like this group called the Penguins, who were all between the ages of like 12 and 14. They were really great, actually. They were pretty good. Yeah,
they were a lot of fun.
It was our first real gig as a whole group, though.
Yeah,
so it was,
in this manifestation, it was our first gig in that kind of setting. So it was a neat experiment, and I think we got a lot of good response. I think we confused a few people. but that's okay.
Yeah, definitely.
No, it sounded pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't forget the Shindig every Tuesday at the Railway. It's also pretty cool band, so every Tuesday. I'll give you the headline for tonight. The tonight is 17, right? Night 6, Oregon Trail, Burnside, and the Stalls. That's the headline for tonight. For the 24th, it's going to be Night 7, Arctic, Better Friends Than Lovers, and Belcon Mix. And on the 31st, Night 8, Victoria, Car 67, and the Bloggers. So pretty cool. A lot of cool new music here going on downtown. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. So you guys want to play a couple of songs?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
What are we going to listen to?
This one's called Fallout.
Yeah, this song is the crucial soliloquy of the female protagonist. It's called Fallout. Harvey on vocals.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty nice. So people can listen to your music with the whole band in www.myspace.com/2appletobacco. That's your song too, huh? That this is the one that you just played now?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No. This one we're listening to now is a piece called Frantic Water. It's based out of a jam piece. This you're hearing Jordan on bass and Chris on drums. Extremely solid. This is something we recorded for a demo, maybe a year and a half ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sort of an example of some of the instrumental tunes that we used to play in the earlier incarnations of the band.
Cool. That's really nice. So we're going to give away tickets. I don't know what we have here to give away. We have for Lady Hawk and Catfish Haven. That's on Saturday, October 21st. So if you want to go see that show, let's see what else we have here. Well, we're going to give for that show first. So give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And now we're going to listen to a couple of local singers here. So, yeah, the show is Lady Hawk and Catfish Haven at the Columbia on Saturday, October 21st. Telephone number, 822-2487.
Hey. I'd love to be her lover, 'cause I love her. I wouldn't need her to be only mine, and we wouldn't need to own each other's time. Our thoughts and our dreams could dance together as freely as the wind caresses, and our toes could say hello, and our noses would know each other. She's beautiful. Girl that comes out to play some days, and I love her for the daughter she is and for the mother she has yet to be, and I know her to be thankful and thoughtful and brave, yet afraid and alone and reaching for that home within herself.
Was Coco Love Alcorn with Beautiful from her new album Sugar, And before that, we listened to Tamara Nile with Trees. You're listening to 101.9 FM with the Morning After Show. So we have here two Apple Tobacco. They're going to play one last song here. All right.
Yeah, this is a song that's also from the musical, the title of which is Horribly Sunny right now. That's the title of the musical, meaning basically the sun is great until it burns your ass after 20 minutes. This song kind of follows the action of the last song. It's called June 25th. It's basically a song about perspective. Right. If you're a slut, you must be from around here. If you're a slut, you must be from around here. If you don't know where you are, but you're getting some, never far, you might as well belong here. So what, every person is a human being. So what, everybody has the right to be. So what, every person is a human being. So what,
should I kill or flash a dumb one?
Sleazy, and it may be what you're best at, though I think I would contest that, given how well you seem to diminish all the things we've been trying so hard to accomplish, and we'll never know our cosmic potential
because your indulgence is so influential.
Ain't it a shame that you came into this world? Your life is wasted. Blame, you get your due.
When no one gives a fuck about you.
Why did I, why did I, why did I, why did I?
They're all the same, and she only knows your first name.
Why did I, why did I, why did I, who am I?
A dozen a dime, we'll better luck next time.
No curbs or sidewalks, brand new schools, but somehow you still talk like there's nothing to lose except for the booze if you don't take the chance while she wants to be used.
I'm sorry, babe, I can never love you. You're just not good enough. Scared the weight out, tell me what should I do about it, cause I'm getting really bored, and there's only a couple things that can get me out of bed anymore.
So keep your stray cat heat out of my safe city streets. Don't make my children my defeat. Don't let them end up like you, worse than the gossip you've inspired. Cause where's your week? And if you don't spew your load, or some shit about hip-hop bitches and hoes, get fucked by a loser just so that you can show that you put out enough to be respected as a human being. Oh, it's so freeing to tell them to stop, to come out on top, a meaningless memory, uplifting an ego somewhere.
So what? Every person is a human being. So what? Everybody has the right to be. So what? Every person is a human being. So what?
Should I kill all fucked
up ones? So what? Everybody.
Should I kill?
But if you're a slut, you must be from around here. If you're a slut, you must be from around here. If you don't know where you are, but you're getting some, never far, you might as well belong here.
Thanks.
Yeah, pretty nice. So you like, it's kind of like jazzy, eh? What you play too, like jazzy rock.
Yeah.
What's your your influences?
Ooh. Influences. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a hard one. Not all of our influences are musical. Yeah. I'd say I'd have to say Frank Zappa has a very large influence because he's just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And artists like David Bowie, Bob Dylan.
Totally.
Also, various jazz artists I know have influenced all the members of our band. And I think, like I said before, I think we're also very influenced by things like theater. And,
totally. It makes a big difference, I think. But I mean, I'm really into some of the classic jazz artists, too. I like Nina Simone and Jazz Joplin.
Probably one of my... Probably one of my greatest overall influences for just about everything that I do is a man named Buckminster Fuller. He's the one who designed the geodesic structures like Science World and the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his work is probably the highest inspiration for some of the things that we write, as it deals most comprehensively and exquisitely with all of today's problems and probably the best ways to solve them.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you guys for being here.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for playing here.
Thanks for having us.
Two Apple Tobacco, really cool band. You can download the podcast now, so you can listen to the show over and over and over again. So thanks, Elsa, for coming here.
Thank you for the invitation.
And if you have any questions, you can always give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And Linda is ready here. Con el italiano, la música italiana.
Buongiorno.
So we're going to leave you with Novillero while she gets prepared. Thank you for listening. This was the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez.
Go! Tarnished underside.